You really don't know. You're just going out there. There's two guys competing, and at the end of the day, that's the referee's judgment, and you just got to respect the call and just move on.
That was a game-changing call right there.
Yeah, it's tough. It's part of football, and sometimes it's how the dice rolls sometimes.
Morgan, going back and looking at that play, though, how could you have played it differently, or could you have played that particular play differently?
To be honest with you, in my opinion, I really wouldn't have played it different. Just hope if I could go back, I just hope for a better outcome.
Maybe it's been asked a little bit. How do you, as a player, kind of try to correct the mindset with penalties and being able to still be aggressive, but not end up in that situation?
Well, you just got to have a short-term memory. Just let it go. You can learn from it and move on. Just keep that same aggression, that same intensity, and just keep playing and look forward to the next play.
You basically just say, hey, let the refs do their job. I'm just going to play like I think I know I'm playing.
Exactly. That's the football players are paid to play, and the referees are paid to ref the game, and you have no control over that.
What kind of a regrouping is this for you guys?
Just a normal week. You're going to go in, do your normal meetings and film study. We're going to try our best in practice and in the film room to get prepared and ready for Detroit.
Is there a feeling of, you know, having been able to let this thing go already?
Like I said, just mindful. Last week, it's done, it's over. And now it's just all about Detroit right now.
Talk about the quality of, like, Johnson, the wide receiver, Pettigrew. He's a 6'5" tight end.
Oh, yeah, he's a great tight end, a great blocker. He's very good in the receiving game. And Calvin Johnson is just an all-around great athlete, got good speed, and has great hands. And so it's going to be a tough challenge, and we have to bring our A game.